Moose Jaw. It was another productive weekend for the Moose Jaw Winmar Warriors, as they picked up 3 out of a possible 4 points against the Saskatoon Blazers in Sask Male AAA Hockey League action. The Warriors took a 7-3 victory in the opener Saturday but dropped a 6-5 shootout decision in the rematch Sunday afternoon at the Moose Jaw Events Center. Moose Jaw is now the 3rd of July 27 on the season and sit a point back of the Regina Pat Canadians for second place in the 12-team league. The Blazers are now the 2nd of September 22 to sit in 5th place overall. Warriors 7, Saskatoon 3. The Warriors couldn't have asked for a better start, scoring 3 goals in a span of 5 minutes midway through the first period to take the early lead. Gage Nagel, Brennan Brown and Noah Thull all hit the scoresheet in the opening frame as Moose Jaw built a 3-0 edge. Saskatoon's Blake Corney got one back shorthanded 4:05 into the second, but only 25 seconds later, Kieran Osberg scored on the same power play to restore the 3-goal edge. The Blazers' Cooper Earnwine and Moose Jaw's Ryan Gibbs then exchanged goals late in the period, giving the Warriors a 5-2 lead through 2. Saskatoon wasn't about to go quietly, though, and a goal from Cash Ringdahl 6:01 into the third once again made it a 2-goal game, but that's as close as they'd get. Max Fussell made it 6-3 Warriors lead with 12:20 to play, and Wade Franks finished things off with an empty netter with 1:43 remaining in regulation. Moose Jaw's Luke McKechnie stopped 29 shots for his league-leading 18th win of the season, while Madex Cabrud allowed 4 goals on 5 shots in 24-31 for Saskatoon before Reed Wasserman turned aside 18 the rest of the way. Saskatoon 6, Moose Jaw 5. Neither team was able to take control of the contest, with things ending up back and forth throughout and goals often coming in bunches. Corney opened scoring with 8:36 to play in the first, but Franks and Brennan Brown responded in the final 7:43 of the period to take a 2-1 lead out of the frame. Ethan Hamilton and Will Degagne scored 2 minutes apart early in the second to give the Blazers a 3-2 lead, but 2 minutes after Degagne's goal Osberg would tie the game, and Thull would make it 5-3 Moose Jaw with 9:32 to play in the period. 2 more quick goals would give Saskatoon the lead heading into the third, as Eric Grandberg tied the game again with 4:21 to play and Sutton Vero made it 5-4 only 17 seconds later. There things would remain until 6:47 remained in the contest when Gibbs scored his 32nd of the season, eventually sending things into overtime. Nothing would be solved there, and the shootout would see Shane Bosrin score the lone goal in the fourth round to give the Blazers the win. Cabrud stopped 30 shots to earn the win, McKechnie took the loss with 29 saves. The Winmar Warriors are back in action Friday when they travel to Swift Current to face the Legionnaires. Game time is 8 p.m. The Blazers return to the ice Thursday when they host the Warman Wildcats. Puck drop is 7:45 p.m.